For lovers of independent film, it's been a big week for two reasons. First, the Sundance Film Festival, but also yesterday brought the end of an era. The New York and L.A. offices of Miramax Films closed their doors. The company was founded in 1979 by brothers Bob and Harvey Weinstein and named for their parents, Miriam and Max. The Weinsteins and Miramax churned out a string of low-budget hits before joining Disney in 1993, where they made many of their best and best-known movies. Here's a quick refresher.
Let me tell you about winds.
Why do these capes all have women's names on them?
Do you like apples?
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Good night, you princes of Maine. You kings of New England.
Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight.
You gotta hear this one song. It'll change your life, I swear.
All that jazz.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
I drink your milkshake.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
I'm cleaning up and I'm moving on, going straight and choosing life. I'm looking forward to it already.
That was Trainspotting, The English Patient, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, Good Will Hunting, The Cider House Rules, Swingers, Garden State, Chicago, Pulp Fiction, There Will Be Blood, and Clerks. Miramax, it turns out, is not completely dead. Disney says over the next 2 years, it still plans to release at least half a dozen films under the Miramax name.